When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode of Spanish Aquí Presents!
I'm Tony Rodriguez.
I'm Raisa Licea.
I am Oscar Montoya.
Y Carlos Santo. I'll roll the R's later.
El más blanquito en el grupo.
Ay,
what?
Wow.
No, I'm not. It's Tony.
Tony is a...
True, I'm the café con leche.
You're the café con leche. Should we go around and just say who's the brownest?
That's right. That's what the show's about.
This is what the show's
right
about.
Right away. Let's get to it.
From Risa to Oscar, where am I?
You're in the middle, I think.
You're in the middle.
Yeah, because Oscar's Afro-Latino, so he's always going to technically be darker than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rice is darker culturally, right now, but that's because she spent some time in Miami.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
I was tanning.
You were reloading.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a halfie.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I'm a half Cuban, half white.
Oh,
and it's café con leche.
Oh. Literally, yeah.
It's the most delicious drink.
And that's why together we are such a force to be reckoned with. Our first official episode of Spanish Aquí Presents.
This is exciting, you guys.
I know. Yeah,
we've been a group for a while.
Yeah.
And this is our first foray into the podcasting world, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show at UCB for over a year, and it's been amazing.
Yeah. A live show. We've had so many cool, amazing, talented Latinx people just performing, showing us their talents.
And everybody has come out to support. Everybody's so excited about it. We're so happy.
We love the audiences have been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're the most supportive audiences I've felt at UCB.
And beautiful.
And also,
well, duh.
We have a hot audience.
We do.
Everybody's hot.
They all of them tip my Kinsey scale.
Which is usually leaning
as gay.
Might be a segment coming up. Tony's tipping the Kinsey scale.
You know what? 100%. I'm writing that down. Tony's Kinsey scales tipping.
I mean, we do this awesome live show once a month in LA, and we thought, hey, why not do this show? But in radio format, so people can listen to it all over the world. Yeah.
Well, yeah. A lot of times, I'll have like family or friends, and they'll be like, "When are you guys coming to Miami or New York?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, but we have a podcast coming out soon.
Yeah,
then you can just listen to us anywhere."
Hey, hopefully we'll get some tour dates, right?
Yeah. What's
and we
up?
We were talking about the pilot episode. We recorded a pilot episode last year.
Yeah.
And
it's been a year.
It's been a year since we did that. So it's been definitely a journey, and we're super excited to get
credit. How have we changed as people over this past year?
Well, I personally... we talked about some stuff. If you've listened to the pilot episode where we're talking about me being in a relationship.
And engagements.
And engagements and stuff. And then that changed, guys.
Yeah, you lost a lot of weight, Carlita.
I lost a lot of weight.
Look,
I am single and ready to cry about it.
Oh, no. You are glowing, por favor.
I'm in a good place.
He's glowing.
That's it.
He's like, I'm in a good place.
So, spoiler alert from the pilot episode. Nobody asked anybody to get married.
Yeah. But also, it's good. It's good to let people know that Carlitos is single, because after every show, people be DMing.
Yo,
what's up?
I feel like me and Risa switch places.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm locked down.
Because Risa was the one looking for, right?
I was single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
exactly.
A year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not married.
No. Okay. She's not married. She's not. But
now you're the one that's locked down.
Yeah. I'm in love. love. Yeah. I'm in love with a Mexican.
That's crazy.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Wild.
Yeah, let's we see what happens. I love him.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome. Yeah. We all love him. He's great.
He loves you guys.
Tony, how's your life changed today?
Well, if you'll remember when we recorded the pilot, I was single, swinging the city.
Yeah. Is that swinging?
Swinging. What?
Swinging that D.
Swinging the city. Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that not what you meant?
Swinging that D. No, that's not what I meant.
I follow Tony.
What other kind of swinging is there?
Yeah, what kind of swinging you be doing? Pero que yo sé que no es baseball.
Como era el jungle gym?
What?
What?
Well, the spoiler alert, I'm still single. I'm
Are you, and you're swinging?
I'm swinging.
Still swinging.
He's swinging
still,
that, I feel
like that has
still
a living specific that, connotation.
Yeah, still living that sex cowboy life.
He's swinging that D. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Swinging that D.
Yeah, lassoing that D.
So gross. Why are you whispering?
I don't know. I was making major eye contact with Oscar as I said it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oscar, how have you changed?
What about you, Oscar? Que hola contigo, chico.
Honestly, so much has changed.
Yeah.
So much has changed. My life has gone into a 360 where it's changed so much where it's now started exactly the same
your
as
brand,
it was a year
your
ago.
Brand changed. Brand changed.
My brand did change. Last year, 2018 was a year of Hi, I'm Trash. Thank you for clocking that, by the way, because I forget.
Yeah.
And 2019 is a year of Hi, You're Trash, you know?
So you flipped it.
Yeah, I flipped the script a little bit. Yeah. So instead of hating myself a little, I just hate everyone else.
That's a great place to be. Oscar, we're very proud of you.
We are proud
of
you.
And you know, it's baby stuff. It's all baby steps.
Even if it's just flipping a mirror.
Are you single and ready to mingle, Oscar?
I've always been single.
Okay.
I haven't not been single in forever.
Good. Oh, I just want to make sure that everybody knows whose DMs to slide into.
Yeah, so just to recap, all the dudes are single and Ryza is not.
Ryza is not. Not.
Great.
So that's what's going on in our lives.
We did it. And I wanted to point out, a lot of people, just to be clear, we're called Spanish Chicky Presents, and a lot of people have been asking us, is it going to be in English or Spanish? Well, guess what? It's going to be all of it.
Spanglish, chico.
It's going to be Spanglish. It's in the title. Spanish is said in Spanish, in English. Aquí is said in Spanish.
Wait, take that back
hold
for
on.
A second.
Yeah. Hold on, let me.
Set in the magical land of Spanish.
Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's Spanglish.
It's Spanglish, yeah.
Don't be scared of it. It's fine. Well, you can read the subtitles.
Yeah, y si nosotros hablamos en español, que lo entiendan.
Sí, que también. No importa, no importa. Ajá.
Aprenden.
Que aprendan un poquito.
Ajá, un poquito.
Está bien, it's okay. It's a safe amount.
So I know what you guys are probably wondering. You're like, hey, what's the format of this podcast? What is this podcast going to look like?
Yeah, you know, I want to find out.
Yeah, it's not just a dating podcast for the
boys. It's not just a dating. We do talk a lot about dating, but it's not exclusively a dating podcast.
Thirsty, thirsty Latins looking for love.
Woof.
That was the alt title for this podcast.
And your wolf is like, too long.
Yeah.
So what we do is we just chat, we like shoot the shit, and then we bring a very special guest. And speaking of special guests, this episode is super fun because coming a little later in the episode, we have Curly Velasquez as our very first guest.
Yay. You know,
we had a really good chat with him, and we're going to do some cool, wild, crazy improv in is Spanish and English. And you should stick around for that.
Also, my favorite part of the podcast has become Que te pica.
Que te pica.
Que te pica.
What does that mean?
Que te pica.
Que te pica means what's itching you. Kind of like, it sounds, I feel like it doesn't sound as fun in English.
Yeah,
like
it feels like it's like an allergy thing.
Yeah.
Like an STD.
Like I wouldn't go up to my girlfriend and be like, hey, what's itching you? Let's talk.
What's itching?
Yeah.
Is that a thing people say? Really,
I just code switched hardcore right there to myself. You? But I think, que te pica is pretty much like what's bothering you? What's going
what's
on?
Getting
like,
under your
what's
skin?
Getting under That's your skin? Exactly. Yeah.
We did it.
Yep.
And you know when you get that itch, you want to scratch it.
Yeah.
So don't worry, we got you. We're gonna scratch it. Off.
Oh, that's a good analogy, right? Uh-huh. Like the itch is the topic.
Yeah.
And the scratch is the talking.
The discussion. Uh huh.
Yeah. You're gonna scratch with your mouth.
Yeah.
That sounds very strange.
Your raspy, raspy tongue.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ew. What is happening?
I want to say though, to our listeners, that if you do have something que te está picando, let us know. always slide into our Spanish Aki Presents
DMs
on Instagram, because we have stuff that itches us, pero we want to know que te pica a ti también, and we want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's have an open discussion.
Let's have a community of picas.
Yeah, everybody pica. Everybody pica. Don't tell me you don't itch, because everybody itches.
Yeah, we'll That's talk true. About it.
Oh, yeah, guys.
What?
I'm excited to debut this segment, but also I wrote a theme song for
you
it.
You did?
Oh, what?
Yeah. It's yeah.
Since when are you a composer? Me that's
home. You know what? Rachel Bloom inspired me.
Oh.
She did 4 seasons of a TV show.
Golden Globe winner Rachel Bloom.
That's right. This theme
Juan
song
Williams.
Is... ¿Qué?
Juan Williams.
Juan Williams. Who's Juan Williams?
John Williams. Come on. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Composer of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Anyway, this is a first
That's
draft.
That's your go-to.
That's the first, yeah. This is a first draft, but it's also a last draft. You know what I mean?
Is it?
It's the only draft.
Do you hear that music? That's the sound of the ocean. A tropical wave on the shore. Oh. Anyway, tell me what you're thinking. Dime que te pica. What's getting under your skin? Dime que te pica.
Boom, boom.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that an existing song? You just came up with that?
I came up with that.
That so sounds like
I
a
lost
musical.
The draft of the actual great song that I loved, and I didn't save it. Oh. So this one...
Is the second best?
It's the second... yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a...
Wait, so hold on. You wrote this song, put it pen to paper, composed music for it. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this is all a cappella, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You didn't hear the Babalu band behind me?
Babalu!
It's in my head.
That's amazing. Wow, Tony.
Wow, Tony, dale.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Wow. We look forward to you coming up with new ones.
New ones? Okay, we signed a contract for 52 episodes. I'll come up with a new theme song.
Listen, you know what we should do? Yeah, it's like, yeah, you do one every week, and then after a while, we'll ask the listeners to pick their favorite out of all the theme songs, and that's the one that we're going to stick with.
Yeah,
so but can we pitch some ideas to you? Like, can you do some more, like, booty-shaking ones?
Oh,
yeah.
You cannot shake your booty to that?
No.
La, la, la.
You love
that. That's not booty shaking.
Okay. Yeah, you can experiment with genres.
Let's think about it.
Mira,
simmer on that.
Yeah, exactly. Mira, okay. let it sit. Pero mira, Tony.
Sí, señora.
¿Qué te pica, papi?
A mí que me pica. Mira, déjame de contarte lo que me está picando. Okay?
So originally, I wanted to bring up the topic of Latinx.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kept coming up against people, usually white, that would bristle at the word Latinx. And at first I thought, is that a racist reaction, or is that like a non...
Well, it's funny you say that, because I've been noticing brown people bristling at it.
Yes. Yeah.
More than white people.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about it. And just to get this clear, in case you don't know what Latinx is, it's a gender non-specific way of referring to someone who is of a Latin background. And because, of course, Spanish is very gendered.
Gendered, yeah.
So nouns are all either have male or female.
Ah, oh, oh.
Ah, oh, oh. Exactamente.
Latino, Latino.
Femenino, masculino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So our producer, Cody, lovingly sent us some materials.
Shout out to Cody.
Shout out to Cody.
Also, shout out to Jordan.
Jordan in the booth.
Jota Ingeniera.
Hey.
Well, Ingeniera, that's gender.
There we go.
It?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jordan, you identify as female. Okay, so Ingeniera would apply.
Ingeniera.
Yeah.
So Latinx is the most inclusive way of including people of Latin descent, which would include queer people that do not self-identify to a gender, right? Mm-hmm. But it's hitting up against some controversy because, one, people just don't like hearing it.
Yeah.
It's actually does not roll off the tongue.
Latinx.
Mm-hmm. And in Spanish.
Latinx.
See? Uh-huh. Well, that's actually better. Yeah.
And also, I just want to point out, too, that Latinx is a very new word.
Yes.
It's like a baby in terms of, like, identifying.
Yeah. It wasn't added in Webster's Dictionary until September 2018.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this is a brand new word.
But interestingly enough, the official source of the Spanish language, Real Academia Española, has not
sure.
gotten behind yeah. Latinx because, frankly,
they don't recognize
like
it.
An English word.
Yeah. It's an English word, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They rejected it, but Merriam-Webster, she accepted it.
The gender dictionary accepted it.
I don't know.
Merriam-Webster.
It's a medium. Oye, it's a medium. Que le encanta.
I also made her name Sol Latina. I was like, her name, listen, as a woman, I decided that medium is a woman because women are so intelligent.
Medium went to marry a white person named like, Webster. You know, Tony Webster.
Yeah.
And you now she's Medium Webster.
Yeah, because you know those white boys, they love the Latinas.
So I feel like a lot of people have an issue with it because it feels like they feel like they need to be forced to say it. I think they're missing them. I think a lot of people, let's validate. So I understand that it's like being forced to do something. It's not something that people like to do, right? So I think people kind of get all excited in a negative way, or they get all worked up because they're like, oh, so now I have to change my whole life. And I think the point of the word is like, it's just supposed to be inclusive. If you don't need to use it, don't use it. I think the bottom line, the way I see it is like, I still say Latina, Latino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes to specific situations, but like our show, I always say it's Latinx,
yeah. right?
Because it's inclusive. And if you don't like it, it's not meant for you. I think that's basically the point. I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion about it, and we're all about being, you know.
But you don't like the word Latinx, though.
I don't mind it. I don't care.
Yeah, but you said it doesn't sound right. It doesn't come off right.
Because it's a new word. I don't use it. I have been using it now more, but I don't feel the pressure because I know that sometimes I'll say Latina or Latino and sometimes I'll say Latinx. Mm-hmm. The point is that the word exists so that people feel, especially in the U.S., in the English, with Latinos that are in the U.S., they could feel more included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a simple thing that if it doesn't affect you, then you don't need it and it's fine. You shouldn't fight for it because it's not for you.
But my question is like, who is it for then?
People that don't
identify.
There's a lot of I identify with gender or whatever, and like the same reason why now we're dealing with they and them and all that other stuff. The pronouns. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean dealing?
What you mean?
What do you mean dealing?
Okay, investigative reporter, right?
No. Well, I think. See, I identify as a female, and I also identify as Latina. But I'm okay when people will present me as a Latinx improviser, comedian, actor, whatever it is. That's fine. It doesn't bother me. But I will say, like, I'm very OG, like, old school with that kind of, like, I do say Latina and Latino more. But one of the things that when I was researching this a while ago, a lot of females do not agree with the term Latinx mm-hmm. because it erases the feminist movements of the 70s where they fought to use the word Latina because Latino, everything was very masculino for a while. And I think that has a pretty, like, I get where they're coming from and that I wouldn't say that's exactly why I feel like I don't use Latinx as much as a woman, but I do think it is important to have something for, how you said earlier, for they and them because it's like when that, you know, gender neutral bathrooms, like all these things that we're doing about being like non-identifying, I love it because it is opening up doors for people that have felt so
marginalized.
Marginalized, or they felt like they don't have a place. They don't have a term. They don't have this meaning, this identity. And now this is helping within it. But I understand like where you're coming from.
Yeah, too. And if people feel like that's a good example. If certain women feel that it erases something from them, then they don't have to use it because it's not. I don't think the problem is that sometimes words and things and movements get weaponized in the wrong way and it goes away from the actual point of it. And I feel like that's when you start to have some pushback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to someone who bristles against it? Well, I mean, how do you?
Exactly what I think now. I have nobody's ever contacted. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me something. And I've seen stuff online, but I refuse to engage people on Facebook. I refuse to do it. It's pointless.
Same, so annoying.
But if somebody does it to me in person, then I'll definitely tell you what I'm telling you right now. It's meant to be inclusive. I mean, it's as easy as saying it's meant to be inclusive. If you don't
okay,
like it,
I'm going to play devil's advocate with you.
Dale.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Right. We'll turn it
Dale, sea diablo, papi.
What if somebody comes up to you and they're like, by using the term Latinx, what you're doing is you're breaking down traditional Spanish vocabulary, mm-hmm. making it, by making it inclusive, what you're doing is sort of evolving the language to a place where we're losing that bit of culture, because culture is language. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what, then what's next? Then is Latino, Latina culture going to be compromised by, you know, this, this term?
This is linguistic imperialism.
You know what you're saying is what everybody keeps saying about everything. Every time there's pushback, it's that slippery slope theory. Well, if this happens, then what else? Are we going to start talking like goats? You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. So that's your response.
So my response is language is always going to continue. No, that was Tony, by the way.
That goat identifies as goatinks.
Okay.
I cannot.
Anyway, I was going to say that language is always going to keep evolving. And I feel like language is the one thing. I mean, it doesn't, language will always evolve, and it doesn't mean that it's going to erase culture. I don't think language is the one responsible for that. I think it's people and the way that it's used. Like I said, when it's weaponized in the wrong way, that's when you have that happen. But language is always going to change. That's why there's new words every time. I mean, you cannot control language. Otherwise, we'd be talking with a Spanish accent from Spain.
Yeah. Well, what about you guys? Okay.
And that's just not, you know, and that's like, you know, they have their way of speaking, and that's why every Spanish speaking country sounds different, because everything is that's why Puerto Ricans, a lot of people make fun of Puerto Rican the accent.
Mentira. No, nunca mi vida.
Puñeta, nunca eso.
And I'll tell you this much, a lot of people are apologists for the Puerto Rican accent, and I am very quasi-militant about it, because the reason we speak this way is because we have over 500 years of influence from the French, from the Spanish.
Colonization. From
like there's so much that goes into that. And for you to say, oh, it doesn't sound right. Well, you know what? That has nothing. I mean, you get to speak the way you want.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people don't stand up for the way that we talk. And I don't care that like the Caribbean speaks a certain way.
Yeah.
Obviously, in television, you have to be, there's like the wherever you are, they have to be neutral. And that's fine. Because it's a thing. But I will not apologize about how I sound in Puerto Rican Spanish.
I see how you, to piggyback off what you said, that how on television we have to be neutral. I personally don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Because I'm Cuban from Miami. So already my accent is what everybody says. Again, I don't hear it. And I talk with you guys about this all the time. I'm like, I don't feel like I sound Latina enough. And then I'll hear myself on a podcast or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, I sound so annoying.
Yeah.
But
you never sound annoying to me.
Oh my God, thank you, Tony.
It's always like, home.
But like, I get called out for saying even just the word like a lot. And that's a very big thing in Miami. We say that a lot. It's just part of our slang or whatever, just as Cubans from Miami, et cetera. But then my accent, I'll get told by the Cubans, oh, you don't sound like Cuban, or, you know.
Nevada?
Yeah, like when I speak in Spanish, because I went to school with a lot of Colombians, Argentinos.
Miami's a melting pot.
It's such a melting pot.
The only thing you guys have in common is bro.
Yeah, bro, exactly. So, whatever.
Hey, bro.
No, it's
hey,
bro. And so,
hey, bro. Well, not in Kendall, the neighborhood that I grew up in.
But to piggyback off, I think it's, at least for me as an actor, we've kind of touched on this, where it's frustrating to feel like, oh, now I have to put on this neutral accent because my accent isn't what the quote unquote world in, you know, or the Midwest or these advertisers that are white in the middle of Idaho decided that, oh, no, we want them to sound neutral Spanish. No, you want me to sound like what you think is only a Latino Mexican. And I'm Cuban. I'm Caribbean like you, Carlos, and you, Tony, and you are South American because you're Colombian. And it's we don't sound, that's not our accent. And it's very frustrating.
I mean, that's a negative way to look at it. But I saw at the same time.
What do you mean? Why is it negative?
No,
for
I'm
me?
Saying like, no, you're saying that's like, I refuse to be, because it's not like, that's a negative in the sense that you feel like it shouldn't be neutral. What I'm saying is in the positive is like, we, even though we speak Spanish, we all sound different, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like it's almost like a neutral Spanish is what allows everybody to understand each other, because I speak in a certain way that people from Mexico will never understand, and vice versa. And so it's trying to find a common ground. I try to look at it as a positive.
But what would you say is neutral Spanish? Because in the world, they say neutral Spanish is Mexican accent. But like, I'll speak to Mexicans or I'll show like the copy of like an audition to a Mexican actress. And she's like, that's not how we speak.
Right. Like, well, it's not authentic, but it's a neutral in the sense that the speed and the way that it's said, it's like slang, basically. I feel like, I don't know. I'm not mad at it.
I think neutral Spanish is one of two ways. One, it's like a broadcaster on television, or two, the way someone speaks Spanish to a stranger who's actually trying to communicate, which to me is like devoid of.
I think neutral Spanish is a robot speaking Spanish. That's the thing. Yeah. The problem is like, neutral is such a subjective term because the problem is like, we sing our Spanish, so everybody sings differently, and that's what makes it hard.
The way that we sing.
Okay.
What do you guys put? Oscar and Tony, what do you guys think? Because both of you do not identify as a straight female or a straight male. So Latinx is going to be different to you guys, that word.
I was going to say this earlier, and then I'll throw it to Oscar.
Yeah.
But there, in some ways, the four of us are ill-equipped to talk about Latinx as a subject because we all do identify with gender. I guess it would be more talking to someone who doesn't and what that means to them. About a week ago, I would have thought a little differently about this, but GLAAD, bear with me, this will tie back. GLAAD just did a survey of opinions about LGBT people in America. And apparently, Safi just talked about this on Throwing Shade, and Dan Savage just talked about this, but younger generations in America are bristling against LGBT in the past couple years. No mistake. With the election of Trump and all this like hate and vitriol out there. Mm-hmm. Along with that, there's a theory that the policing of people who want to be allies to a community, anytime they get any pushback about what they're being told they should say or not say about other people, it's swinging in the other direction. And it worries me, but if we tie it back into this with Latinx, I'm almost... The burden of explaining how you want to be talked about is on that person, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me, when I heard about that survey before that, I was like, no, we never apologize. We're always putting our faces showing our identities at all times. And there's a part of me that's like, we gotta help allies.
Oscar, you have said nothing.
It's interesting because I'm of a different camp as you guys because I do identify as Latinx.
Really?
I want to dismantle sort of the Latin, like the gendered sort of phrase because I do identify myself as male, his, him, he pronouns, but I don't identify necessarily hard in that camp. And to me, like a phrase like Latinx feels so welcoming to someone who is a little like gender fluid and gender nonspecific. Not saying that I am not that, but for people like who've been struggling, I think culturally too, everything is so incredibly gendered that growing up as a queer person in, a Latinx household, along with gender comes a cultural responsibility that we all have. And I think for me, like growing up, Latino was something that was very uncomfortable for me in the gendered aspect of that, right? As a Latino man, I was expected a certain amount of things, right? Mm-hmm. I was supposed to live a very specific life, culturally speaking. But now with this Latinx, to me, it feels a little bit more politically charged now.
Yeah.
As a queer person, like to me that that's why I identify as queer because that term also is a little more politically charged. So that to me feels a lot more comfortable. And then the expectation of being Latino isn't there anymore for me. So in a way, having this new word is a break from the traditional term of what Latino Latina is, and it's an exciting new venture, and we can use words, words are malleable, and that's so exciting to me.
So what you're saying is, on top of the gender, there's this whole thing about expectations, which
I think so.
Which we weren't even thinking about.
Yes,
so that's amazing.
I think so.
I would agree with you.
Okay. I mean, like, and what you were saying, Riza, earlier about like Latina being a politically charged word, mm-hmm. especially with the feminist movement and stuff like that. Like, I respect that 100%. And yes, of course, if you feel politically charged with your own label, by all means, that's what's giving you power. Don't forget, you know, words are power. That's why we use them as weapons, because we can like dismantle them, use them against people, use them to help lift people up. And for me, Latinx is the term that has brought me up. Whereas, honestly, Latino is a word that has brought me down. So okay. That's why for me, I like embrace and love and have used Latinx to identify myself and to identify others.
Yeah.
Well said, hermanita.
I also, I'm like, not for this segment, but I would love to. Just this reminded me of the subject of Hispanic versus Latin. Yeah. Like, are you Hispanic? Are you Latin? We'll hold that for another day because it's a whole other.
We scratched a lot today.
Yeah. A lot of lotion on our skins right now.
Oh my God.
What? How do you scratch?
That's another. That's a topic for another day.
Okay, so we need to take a quick cafecito break because when we come back, we have Curly Velasquez. I can't
Curly.
Wait.
Yay. Yay.
All right, guys, and we're back with Curly Velasquez. Curly, we were just talking in the break about how I was jealous that Carlos got to flirt with you.
Oh,
I didn't realize I was flirting.
Yeah, he didn't flirt on purpose. I was like, I'm so gassy. He's like, I love a man when he's gassy.
I mean, to put it in context, I was talking about myself.
And again, as I do, I like to make this about me.
I know. Sure. We literally had half an hour conversation about you and how some guy was complimenting you.
But there was a point to it.
There was no point, really.
I'm just jealous when I don't get to flirt with Curly. Speaking of
Curly
and cute boys, Curly, you always know this is you always on your Instagram you post all your like handsome friends and all your pretty friends. Like, it's so funny. Like, you're always like totally like putting everybody out there. Your barber, you post a lot.
I do, yeah. I'm trying to, I like to,
do you matchmake?
Yeah, I'm really good at it. Okay. I will pick up on psychic things a lot. I call them my spirits.
Okay.
So my spirits will pick up on stuff when I'm with them. And then I've done like three couples so far that I'm like, what?
Wow.
And then I'm like, hey, you know what would be really great if you dated so-and-so? And then
but they have to be
like,
in the same room or just separately?
I'll be having a conversation with you and then literally I'll hear it in my ear. And I'm like, you know, it'd be really great if you go on a date with so-and-so. I think that would be fantastic. And then I'm usually right.
Get out of here. Oh, so you've actually set people up successfully.
Yeah, I love it.
Whoa. That's a pretty good service.
My spirits are on it. Spirit team is on it.
Like, damn.
But as far as me putting people on my Instagram, that's like my favorite thing to do. Yeah. Like, how do I, we were talking about earlier, like how I like to uplift people. It's like a high for me. Like, I'm like, and I think that's why I love, has a special love for you and the team as well, because y'all do such a good job. But we talk about it a lot. You're like, bitch, I'm going through your Instagram and I'm looking for people. I'm like, thank you. Use New Latinx for that. Use it.
I've not to cut you off, so I'm sorry, but I'm excited because it's like, you're right. I have booked and reached out to so many people for SAP live show through your page, New Latinx, and it's like, you have so many cool people.
Thank you. And I'm like, use it. It's just the thing, like, I put my barber up a lot because he is an entrepreneur. He served in the military. Oh. He's a dad of three kids, has a wife, like, and I want his following to blow up. So I always, every time he cuts my hair, I'm like, Thirsty Thursday. Yeah. Like, here we go. Like, I'm like, I know y'all like his biceps, so do something. You know, go and give him a follow.
But he's taken now that we know.
Now that we know.
He's taken. And taken. His wife is beautiful. So I'm like, go check out his beautiful wife. His kids are hilarious.
He's a family man.
But you really do, you embody that spirit of that connective tissue of the Latinx community in LA, which is the sole purpose of Spanish Aquí. You know what I mean? So like,
every time I look at you though, I like forget about what we're talking about. I'm like, what?
It's absolutely flattering though to get people who will literally stop me in the street and be like, I love you. And I was like, that's not me. That's somebody else.
You know, my favorite part is because what's your mix again?
I'm black and Colombian.
I love that. And then I would say like mestizo, like where I come from an indigenous background mixed in with European, like everyone in El Salvador, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, wow, that's so beautiful.
It's crazy.
That we come from different parts of the world, but here we are.
It's so funny too, because there's another guy in New York who was doing improv who has now... to Chicago. That is my doppelganger. People from New York would text me and be like, Jonathan. Is this you? Yeah, Jonathan.
And then his ethnicity is, I mean, he's something different too, right?
Yes, he's Latino and Chinese.
I love that.
Yeah. So it is a weird, it's like,
oh, man, we have don't have the phone to show you the pictures.
Yeah, we'll show you after.
They finally met. They finally met, and I was there when it happened.
Wow. We were in the bathroom. We saw each other in a, we were just in the bathroom. We were like, what? It was like literally like mirror marriage.
I started taking pictures.
It's like God got lazy when he made us. The same outline.
Do the curly mold on this person.
It's the Aussie mold, for sure.
You started doing, so you're on BuzzFeed.
Yes, I'm on BuzzFeed's Better Like, yeah.
Yes, and what would you say is your title when people ask you, like, what, like, who are you, what are you, what do you do?
It's weird because I would say I'm like a personality actor is what I say now.
Okay.
I do produce a lot of content. I do a lot of things, but a lot of my content, I don't really say I'm a creator or like a content, like a YouTuber, because a lot of times YouTubers make content like we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. like I tried this makeup palette made out of potatoes, and right. I don't really do that. I do a lot of times when I do videos, I'm actually not in them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a quick cameo, like I do. I was working on a video last week of struggles of being non-binary in the Latinx community. Tomorrow I'm doing struggles of being trans in the Latinx community. And I'm not in them. Like, I'm not the stars. The videos that you see me in are usually other producers.
People
that are like,
putting
hey,
you on.
Yeah. Can you, and do you do this?
Do you feel like there's a difference in between being called a content creator?
You know, for me, when I walk into these spaces with YouTubers, like if I'm in VidCon, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sitting next to people who have millions of followers, subscribers. And I recognize that I don't have that same thing. But I also feel like it's okay because I'm doing something different.
Yes.
Like
you're still creating.
I'm still creating, right? But I'm also like I'll go to like a party with like the top gurus, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, like in order for me to not get intimidated or not feel thing, I'm just like, I'm in a different lane.
So you don't want to call yourself a content creator because you feel somehow you have to be at a certain level? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's more like we're just not doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right. I feel like...
There's soul to yours. There's like some like heart there's, and soul yeah, and to what you're doing. I'm though.
Soul tier?
Soul tier?
Soul. Listen, my accent's
on no, I think that's a new word. I think we can soul tier. I think we can hashtag that. It's soul tier.
You're salty in your soul.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound like I'm shading any content creators.
No. And now my point is not to them, it's to you, because I feel like the term content creation is an I feel like it's a term.
Yeah, it can go across the board.
But I didn't realize that there was like a, or maybe it's just you.
So usually my content is outside of myself. Mm-hmm. And so.
But you're still creating it.
I am creating
it. I'm gonna fight
sure.
you.
I love it. No, we can't. I mean, if you wanna call me, you can call me whatever you want, Daddy. At the end of the day.
But wait, Curly, I wanna to talk about your rise to working there, because it's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
So how did you get started on all this?
Well, it's like the story that everybody, if you know me, you've heard it 1,000 times, but it's like how I started in the kitchen basically at BuzzFeed, how I used to like stock the sodas, stock the snacks, serve the lunches. I don't really believe in like being at the bottom of anything if you're just in a place of service, but I was in a place of service. So I had to clean up after people. I would be like wiping the table and all the BuzzFeeders would be partying aside. Like they would be like, we need more drinks. And I'm like, okay. And I would go and get the drinks, or we need more food. And I'm like, okay. But my dad was always like, it doesn't matter if you're cleaning toilets, make sure that your toilet's the cleanest and make sure that you're the best at what you do and always have fun.
Yeah.
I made my lunch show really fun, and I basically would get on my skateboard and skate around and make it really exciting. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have fucking spaghetti. And I would make signs for spaghetti, and it would say like tomato sauce, bitch, on the sign. And so like, it like really created
a vibe. Yeah.
And then basically Eugene from the Try Guys, who the video that I was in this weekend, he put me in my very first video, and people were like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, this is, and it truly was a magical time at BuzzFeed. It was like super new, different people like, being seen for the first time, and I kind of just, the universe and the internet just pushed me into this new space, which is why I was talking about earlier how I still trip out every day that I'm like, how did I get here? What is happening? I don't
understand. Imposter syndrome.
So imposter syndrome was never going to go away. But when you were doing that, were you, so then when you were in the kitchen, quote unquote, did you have an insight? Did you see did you see something, or were you just like, this is what I'm going to focus on and hopefully I'm going to be a part of this?
On the real, real answer, mm-hmm. I always felt like there was something bigger than me waiting for me, but I had a manager who was like really just awful to me while I was in there. And I think that had she not been there, I would have been very comfortable with making my salary and being like, I'm good at my job. Like, if you sit me in front of this building right now and leave me alone, I'm great at being the first face that you see. Like, because I'm like, welcome. Like, what can I do for you? Like, do you want to take off your shoes? Do you need a massage? Like, I know that that's my gift, you know? So it's like, how does that translate into entertainment? How does, now what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I think I just needed to get away from somebody in particular. And I was just like, you could have been like, you're going to do this somewhere else. And I would have been like, okay. That's what I'm going to do. So I always, there's this movie called The Prince of Egypt. I don't know if you guys know the movie.
Yes. The soundtrack, I know it more than the movie.
Yeah, me too, Mariah Carey.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. So there's a part where Moses is like mad at the queen. He's like, did you, like, you lied to me. You didn't tell me. And she's like, Moses, here the river brought you. It is here the river meant. And I always say that to myself. Even though she's the bad guy in the movie, I always tell myself.
Bad guys have a lot of wise words.
They have wise words. I mean, I honestly usually love the bad guys.
You know, I mean, but this is like about like a crazy story of the Bible.
That's fair.
She still has like these wise words, like, here the river brought you. And so I always just thank the river for bringing me, even just being here with y'all, because I really love you guys. And I really think you are phenomenally talented in a way that I'm like, whoa, how do they do that? Like, when all y'all do your stuff on stage, I'm like, whoa, like, I'm blown away. You know what I mean? So even being in moments like this where I'm like feeling so cool because I'm like in this really cool building and walking down this cool hallway to use this really cute bathroom.
It is cute. The yellow background is fun.
It's really cute. I almost took a picture.
We got to take a picture.
Somebody was really lazy though and didn't change the noodle off of the toilet thing, and they put the toilet paper on top.
Lazy. Y'all hear that, earwolf?
Like, earwolf.
Y'all hear that?
I'm like, whoo, it takes 2 seconds to change toilet paper.
Everybody out.
Very hipster.
Got some notes. Curly's got some notes.
Ain't nobody got time for earwolf to
do that. But wait. You also, like, you did fashion before BuzzFeed. Like, we can all say it and agree, because you are literally one of the best dressed people that we 100%. All know in real life and like on the internet.
100%.
Consistent.
It's just,
thank you. I don't know.
Is there ever a time where you're just wearing like a random t-shirt or just walking around? Because I've never seen you
No.
Even at home, I dress up. You know why? Because it's also weird. Complexity that I have. If I walk by a mirror at my house and I look ugly, I feel ugly. So if I'm on point for myself, I walk around and I'm like, still got it.
I need to do that. I feel like I get really lazy at home, and then I'll be like all sad girl. I'm like, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I didn't whatever. And it's because I'm a mess.
Do your lashes for yourself. Do your eyeliner for yourself. Do your lipstick. Yeah.
I like that though. Maybe I'll dress up.
I love it. I like do my hair. I put fragrance on. I have fragrance for my living, like for when I'm in my apartment.
For each different room?
For each room I wear a different fragrance.
I fancy.
I have Panocha fragrance.
Tell everybody on the radio what Panocha is.
I know what you mean, but it also sounds like that's like an extract.
Yeah, dile.
It's not patchouli, it's Panocha.
dile a los güeritos que es
very
Panocha.
It's very musky.
Your Panocha is like your pudans. It's your kitty cat. It's your coneja.
Your concha.
Toto.
Bobo.
My parents call it pelula, you know, like it's your
peluda.
Everything.
Because so they used to shave before. So
Cubans say bobo, and a lot of people don't know that one.
Bobo. I've never heard bobo.
A lot of people don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do it, but I do it for myself. I do it for me. Because, you know, when I take it out and I go pee, it smells so good.
Oh my God. Yes. I bet it does.
I can't wait to go pee.
No, for real. You take it out, you get a whiff of yourself, fragrance. And you're like, yeah, girl, you did it.
If I ever need to go do pee-pee with someone, I'm going to pick you. If I ever have to jump in a toilet stall with someone, it's you.
I don't know how lady parts work. If you put fragrance down there, it might sting. I don't know.
Oh, but I always, I do a spray, especially, oh no, I always spray too.
I don't know if it's healthy enough to put stuff in.
I don't know. Look, but like for the,
I mean, as long as you're not like going, like you're not like, just you know what I mean? Like you have, yeah. I do a little, like if I'm wearing like a dress and I'm like, I'm going to be outside and feel like sweaty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like open leg. Give it a little,
give it a little something.
Little splash.
I mean, but for y'all, look, take my word, do it. And then when you go pee, think of me.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
I want to know what yours both smell like too after, let us know.
Pick a scent, you know.
We're going to have a smelling right, party after this? What's going on?
What axe
do you recommend?
Oh, Lord, Carlos.
Don't kid. I love a man in axe.
Oh,
I do.
Curly.
Hater. Look, I love a man in axe. Like, I can smell
the right axe
shit.
And the right amount yes. works perfectly.
Yes.
Not all axes are made the same.
I fucking
they like, get a bad rap. The chocolate one, that works.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh,
chocolate.
Maybe
it depends because it has to also work with your skin.
Stuff, yeah. My boyfriend was like, I ran out of my deodorant and I put an axe, and I was like, oh my God, you smell so good. I loved it.
Is it like the manly musk that you like so much?
I think it's the cheapness. It just makes me feel dirty. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Makes me feel dirty.
Very plebeian, yes.
There was another thing. Oh, never mind.
You were saying that you started with fashion, though.
Yes, I did start in fashion. Once I graduated, I was like, look, I don't know what the fuck is happening. I had too much anxiety. I've always like kind of dealt with anxiety and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, I can't take the SATs. I don't know. And then I was like, I can't apply for college. I don't know. And then I was like, all I know is that I'm going to go bang on some doors. And so I went to go bang on different doors. Wow. A water bottle fell.
We have a sneeze. The sneeze, push it down.
I guess the story really bored
me.
No, you're just banging on doors. Look, and I tell everybody, like, there is a beauty of being really young and going for what you want. When you're,
yes,
I'm not going to be freaked out by a 16-year-old or 17-year-old that is like, can I please come and help you and work for you? Like, I'm going to be like, oh, this kid is here again. Like, yes, kid, take the shit to the Goodwill, like something, you know what I mean? Like, so if you are in a space where you can still go and do that, I'm like, do it. That's what I did, you know? And then my first shoot ever was with like, one of my first shoots was like with Naomi Campbell.
Oh my God. Tell us about Naomi. Give us like,
she was super nice.
Yeah.
She was so, so, so nice to me. Like, and then she was talking about how this bar in West Hollywood didn't let her in because she didn't have an ID. And everybody was like, but this is Naomi Campbell. And they're like, we don't care. No ID, no entrance. Wow. And she didn't get in.
You know what the trick is? You got to have a picture of your ID and your passport on your favorites.
Oh my God, that happened to me. I got pulled over the other day with like,
I'm sorry, you didn't say passport. You said passport.
Yeah.
Isn't it passport?
I thought you did it on purpose.
No, Raisa has her own language.
I'm proud of you.
I get every episode I get roasted for like at minimum.
All I'm saying is that you should have your own segment called Raisa's Words.
Yeah. And now we have
so
a new one.
So for this today's segment, we got passport.
Okay, what is it? You're passing a port. Okay, there's a port. You gotta pass it. I gotta pass.
No.
Passport,
according to Raisa, passport is a picture of your passport on your phone. It's not your passport.
Oh, because
it's your passport.
You know what she's doing? She's doing the anglicismo reverse. So it's passaporte.
I like that. That's what I got from it.
I got it. We just got to get through the nitty gritty of it.
So Carlos, can you write a little theme song for Raisa's Words?
Passport.
Yeah, passaport.
I will.
Okay, but it better be Bad Bunny, porque si no.
Raisa.
Basura.
New words jingle.
Wow, that is so funny. He's writing on a napkin. Is this for later or is this going to be an actual song?
Yeah, I will. We'll make it. So we're trying to make jingles about everything. Tony usually has a...
Yeah, Tony's a song, the lyricist.
I have a question. Who, because we did touch the whole fashion aspect, who would be like your top one and two fashion people that you're like, oh, they never go wrong.
Solange is like
okay, great. Love.
Solange never goes wrong. Tracee Ellis Ross is really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's another girl named Kelsey Liu who's super good. Do you know Kelsey Liu?
Kelsey Liu.
Y'all need to check her out. She's like on Solange radar. She plays like the harp or the flute or the I don't know, some shit.
Something
and she's
weird.
Super amazing. Some sort of instrument. I don't fucking know. But she's really, really, really good.
Oh,
and she plays it herself. Kelsey Liu.
Kelsey Liu, man.
Yeah. And like Solange aesthetic.
Curly, how would you describe your style?
Yeah. My style? My style is a new Latinx is what I always say. Like I always have to pay.
Can we use that going forward as like a like, oh, what, like, what do you, like, what's your vibe today? New Latinx?
New Latinx,
and then
yeah.
we can quote you.
I feel like this is very new Latinx, what you're wearing right now, because you're paying homage to, like, the embroidery and different
things. Yeah, I do love your vibe right now.
Yeah,
right.
Futuro es mujer, but it's also very hip and very of the now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm usually in, like, something, like, I'm in my huaraches. Today I have, like, this beautiful Mexican hat with this embroidery and this white feather.
Is that, where'd you get that hat?
This is by a, Islos figure by the name of Barrio Dandy, who is super amazing. He does a lot of vintage stuff. He has a showroom. I think it's still there. I haven't been there in a very long time. But he made this from scratch. You can see his handwork.
Barrio Dandy?
Barrio Dandy, yeah. And then like...
Is that his handle too?
Yeah. Sister Mantos, the shirt that I'm wearing, is a queer band. And that's... You know, it's important to me to like rep somehow every day. Yeah.
You always do. You really always do. And that's why we are...
Such attention to detail.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. And... we are so happy that you made it today. You are here 10 minutes early. Like,
always. Giving people massages.
I mean.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I missed out on mine. I'm just kidding. So, Curly, we are going to do improv based off your interview we just did.
I love that. I want to learn how to do that
for you guys.
Like, it's easy.
It's easy.
Mira, just yes and that's it.
Mira, just you'll
yes
see
and.
15. En estos 15 minutos vas a ver. Tú vas a aprender. You don't have to pay for no class or nothing.
Okay,
that's right.
I'm so excited.
Dale. Hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Olive Garden. Please take off your shoes. Let me know if you'd like a massage.
What?
Can I help you?
I'm sorry. I didn't bring any socks. I don't think I could take my shoes off.
Usually we don't have to take off our shoes and socks at an Olive Garden.
I know when you're at Olive Garden.
Your family.
But your family. What do you do in your family home?
I never take my shoes off. It's very personal. My feet are very personal.
Interesting. What type of family do you have that doesn't take off their shoes?
I feel like there's judgment in the way you've said that.
Well, you know, Louis, I do think it's sort of strange that your shoe full house, you know?
Your what?
Your shoe full house. Your house is full of shoes and you wear them all the time.
A shoe full house?
A shoe full. You've never heard of a shoe full house?
No, I just thought you were talking about the show.
Oh, are you a cobbler?
He actually is.
I come from a long line of cobblers.
He's very proud about his shoes, you know.
Wow.
I feel so proud that I can't even be barefoot. Listen, even when I'm in my house by myself, I'm wearing shoes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I sleep with shoes on. Like, I'm like, yeah, I gotta look. I don't like my feet. I just gotta really cover it up.
Listen, Miss Silvia.
Silvia.
Good luck trying to get my husband to take off his shoes at this Olive Garden.
It's not gonna happen.
I dare you to try.
Wow. What is your name?
Huh?
What is your name?
Tati?
Tati. Oh my God, Tati. You look like a Tati. Listen.
I do. What about me? Reads Tati.
Oh, your curls.
I do have very thick,
some
curly
curls.
Hair.
Yeah, I think
that's
Tati.
That's the first thing I noticed
curls.
When I saw Tati.
Really? Yeah. Luis.
Oh my God.
Qué tierno, no?
Are you guys falling in love right in front of my eyes?
Well, we are husband and wife, so.
We are celebrating our anniversary. That's why we're here.
Well, when you're here, you're family.
We're family.
Yeah. But good luck trying to take his shoes off.
I'm not going to take my shoes off. No. I don't even take them off for sex.
I know. He does it. It really hurts.
Yeah, depends on the shoes.
Because he's got those metal tip shoes.
Yeah.
Hello, Sylvia. Sylvia, we have a table for two under Tati.
Yeah.
That's my name.
I put it under my wife's name.
Yeah, this couple right here. You can take them. Well, bye, Tati. And bye. What was your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Louis.
Oh, bye, Louis.
Bye, Sylvia.
Okay, bye, Sylvia. You're so weird. Okay, here's your table, guys.
Okay. You must be our waiter, yes?
Yeah, it's me. What's your name? Oh, my name is Dennis.
Okay. Dennis?
You seemed really shy about saying
Dennis,
your name.
What's going on? Is this your first day?
No, actually, I've been working at Olive Garden for 17 years of my life.
Okay. 17, yikes.
I just like feel like every order is the same. And I hope that you guys are the day that the couple that is going to change that.
Yeah, I noticed that you don't have your pants on.
I don't have my pants on.
It's very casual. But listen.
Did you know from my smell?
Oh, yeah. It smells pretty good.
It smells really nice.
Thanks. I sprayed a little violetas on my wiener.
That's a Cuban thing, right? It's a Cuban thing, right?
Violetas, yeah. Agustin Reyes. Have you heard of them?
No. But I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. They're the OG Violeta cologne. Anyways, enough about me and my wiener cologne. What can I get you guys to order?
What were you
going to
say, sweetheart?
Listen, Dennis, I know that you feel really sad because you're stuck in the service industry, but a wise man once told me that you have to be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if you're scrubbing toilets,
be the best scrubber you can.
Yeah.
So if you're a waiter... Come on, Dennis.
Okay.
Be the best waiter you can be.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try.
Okay, not starting strong. Not going off to a good start,
okay,
I gotta say.
Okay, let me do a flip. Hold on.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, it's me, Dennis.
I think we just figured out your true calling.
What?
It's the circus.
What?
Sir? Yeah, that flip was incredible.
I think that's why you're not happy to be here at Olive Garden, because your real calling is Ringling.
Ringling, yes it is. Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm sorry to bother you. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Are you wearing Axe right now?
Yeah. Is it that obvious?
It's pungent.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm trying all different flavors, smells.
Flavors.
The yeah. smells.
You're stinking up the office.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't be the worst thing that's happening right now. Is Edward was put fish in the microwave. How am I worse than that?
Yeah, it's overpowering worse the smell than of fish in the microwave.
Hello? I heard someone say Edward. That's me.
Oh, hey. You smell like fish, but somehow I am worse.
Oh, I had some salmon today, and it was real.
You had some salmon?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it must have been the L salmon? Salmon?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'll be back in my cubicle. I just pop up when you say my name.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. You see how sad and strange that man was?
Yeah, and somehow I'm
you're
worse.
Out, yeah, you're out weirding him right
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like looking out suggest? For you. I know you're like brand new here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're
just
like a temp here.
I don't know what that, you know, as you know, I started in the kitchen.
You did, yeah.
And I'm just
we loved you in the kitchen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I try to bring a little something to everything that I do.
Yeah.
And so I thought Axe that Axe, well, yeah. I'm experimenting. Okay. Some people like that smell.
Yeah.
There's something cheap about it that gets people off.
Yeah, but this is not a cheap company.
This is Forbes?
This is Forbes. This is Forbes, the most expensive and luxurious company you could ever work. And so we can't be having Axe here. So we just can't. Okay. Is there any way you can overmask the scent of Axe with something else?
Oh, man.
What do you have in your my cubicle?
Purse? Hold on.
Did you say purse?
Yeah, my man purse.
Hold hey, on. That's a satchel. You could just say satchel.
Okay. You know,
hey, it's
tomato,
me.
Tomato.
It's me again. Oh, I just wanted to...
Edward, no one summoned you.
I know.
So why are
I
you
just,
here?
I just wanted to let you know it's called a MRRS.
Oh, we got different names for it?
Okay. That's it. Okay, I'm going back to my cubicle.
Wow, he's like I don't think he's human.
You know, the weird thing is that he works on the 45th floor, and this is the 20th floor. So I don't know how he's like literally teleporting here so fast.
He's super quick. I think we should focus more on him than...
I'm sorry, I'm like basically choking with the smell of Axe right God. Now. Open. It's like getting in my mouth and I don't like it. Is there any way that you can over... What's in your MRRS?
I have a poopery.
Do you mind?
But that's only for toilets.
Do you mind?
But that's like an oil-based thing that goes on the toilet before you poop so that the poop doesn't smell. How's that going to help me?
Well, we can try, can't we?
Okay.
You like this job, right?
I do.
You like working at Forbes, the most expensive company in the world.
I love nothing more than working at the kitchen of Forbes.
So then, spray poopery all over you.
But
do it if you like your job.
Oh, my God. Well,
just two sprays?
I mean, it's very potent.
Just two?
Oh my God.
I'm back!
Edward! Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
See?
Look at this man's arms on Instagram. This barber's arms are just to a die for.
Oh my God, but can you find out if... Can you find out if he has kids?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, oh my God, his arms, look at his fingers as he's cutting. Like,
oh my
look
God.
At that trim.
Oh.
That looks like the arm of a father.
What, you think so, Yvette?
Oh my God,
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, it looks like he definitely carries children.
Okay, I'm going to do some research, okay? I'm going to be an internet Nancy Drew right now,
oh my
okay?
God, Google it.
Hey, who's Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew, child detective.
Child detective.
Child detective?
Child detective.
Is it about children or
no,
she's a
child? Yvette, you don't read or what?
Yeah, I just read the Hardy Boys.
Ay, qué eso.
Hardy Boys is the male version of Nancy Drew.
Ay, please,
okay, one of you read Nancy Drew, the other one read Hardy Boys?
Okay.
This book club is a mess.
It really is. Okay, let me do some research. Let me, Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew the shit out of this.
Okay, but everybody bookmark your page. Uno, dos, tres, bookmark.
Bookmark. A little slow, Yvette. A little slow on the count.
I'm not good with
oh
timing.
My gosh, ladies.
Yeah.
What did we
this
find
what
out?
I found out.
What did we find out?
Mystery solved. Case closed.
Oh my God, it's a case.
What is
He's
it?
He's married.
Oh, I knew it. I could
Pero hold on.
Those
let me
biceps
see.
Don't stay single for long.
Wait.
Oh, that's true, Ivan.
Let me see.
Right.
Let me see. Oh okay. My God, his wife is hot too.
Oh my God.
Look at her biceps.
Oh, she's got big biceps.
Oh my God.
She cuts too. She cuts hair. I want to make an appointment with both of them.
She's so cut.
Yeah.
Lulu, find out if she has children.
Let me find out.
Because you know, I can fucks with a married couple, but I can't fucks with a married couple with children.
Oh, yeah, why? Is true. That where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line, and you know me, I'm a hoe.
Oh, you are a
you
hoe.
Are you are such a little
you
hoe.
Have
I'm
very,
a book club hoe.
You are such a little bookworm puta.
That's right, and I like it. I claim
love it.
It.
Yeah, you do claim
you,
it.
You leave it.
Okay, let me okay, look. Let me look.
Okay,
Google it.
Angela Lansbury it.
Okay, I'm a Angela Lansbury that wild lady thing. Okay, hold on.
What's Angela Lansbury?
Is that murder that she decided
she wrote
to write?
The murder.
Oh, it's
murder
like it's wrote. Like Matlock.
It's like uh-huh. Oh, but that's a guy.
Oh,
that's the guy version of murder she wrote.
Guys, our TV show club is a mess.
It's a mess. Okay, pero look, I have the info.
Case closed.
Okay, so I Google it. Mira,
it's a case.
Everybody, case closed. Well,
oh my gosh.
Because she has bookmark. She has 3 kids.
Oh
pero
no.
But look at their biceps.
Look at those kids' biceps. Kid
look at those little biceps.
Those are so big.
Oh my God.
No children have any business having those big biceps.
No. Oh my God. They train all the time or what?
Oh my. Yeah. Oh, look at them. They.
Wait. Hold on. Now, Yvette.
Yeah.
Find out.
Okay.
If those kids have a pet doggy or kitty.
Okay, but what am I going to do it in the style of what?
What do you mean the style of what? Well, a detective. Already asked,
yeah, but what kind?
A Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, a Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
I only know Carmen Sandiego.
That's a girl!
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
All right, bitches. Everybody get your perfume because we are going to spray our chachis.
Hey, I just want to point something out real quick.
What?
My perfume smells like balls.
What? No, honey. Yeah. Those are your balls.
No.
No, my perfume smells like balls too.
Hey, we both got the wrong spray.
Yeah.
No.
You gave us the wrong spray.
No, I did not give you the wrong spray.
Listen, we're the Bob Wildcat brothers, okay? We don't lie about that stuff.
Look,
okay.
Sir, I need you both.
You know, people say that we talk like Muppets. Like Latino Muppets, but I don't think so.
I smell like buzz.
Okay. I need everybody to relax, take it down a notch, and also your veins are popping out
Let
of your forehead.
Let me tell you something. You call me here. You call us.
I did call you. Us, yeah. I did.
To come here and give you a customer report on these fragrances.
Yeah, yes. I made these myself. In my lab.
But then you made 2 fragrances that smell like balls.
Okay, and we gotta talk about that.
Oh my God.
Not the fuck.
Explain
you, me, and my twin brother look and act and sound like Muppets.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, can I tell you guys a secret?
What?
I love how my boyfriend smells. And the other night he was.
Oh no.
I do, but let me tell you. And I love how he smells. So the other day I was like, what does he smell like? It's like sweat.
Oh no.
And something else. And so I just, the only place where he sweats at night is his balls. So I got some of his sweat.
Only at night?
Only at night in his ball sack. And I just went in for it. And I got as much
sweat. So you extracted the essence of balls?
I did. And I thought, what if I mix my baby's sweat balls with some other delicious, delightful
scent? Well, I gotta say, I think he should go see a doctor or something. I mean, that's not good.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if you only sweat at night
and
from
your
balls,
testicles,
that's not good.
Oh no, you guys are so like jinx.
We're twins. What do you expect?
We are connected.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you guys are like really fun.
No,
fun time.
Don't change the subject. The fact of the matter is that we're bearing your boyfriend's ball sweat.
And
I put this in my chest.
Okay,
I put it in my testicles and my chest too. And it's not the fact that we sound and talk and act like Muppets. It also it has nothing to do with that our skin is made out of felt.
Breathe. Look what you've done to us.
I'm so sorry. Can you guys just try this last one and tell me what you think?
Okay, what is the name of this fragrance?
What is this?
Culo.
Oh, people.
Welcome. context clues. I don't think it's gonna sound, it's gonna smell good.
Oh, let's try it.
Okay. Spritz. Spritz.
Oh, spritz. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Smells it. Like
it's exactly how it was.
He smells like a butt.
Oh, good.
Good. I want to smell good. I want to smell like the prairie.
The what?
The what?
The prairie.
The what? Prairie.
Yeah, with fields of flowers.
Oh. Like those poppies. Everybody posts those pictures.
Yeah, like the super bloom.
The super bloom. You know, that's where heroin comes from.
Oh.
Who?
What?
Poppies.
Where the what comes from?
Heroin.
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
Curly.
I wanted to dive in.
Yeah. I know.
You always could have.
Yeah.
And next time, I'm going to come back and do it good. With you guys next time.
Yes, I was like,
yeah, I was like, oh, that's fun.
Did you learn? Now you're an improv professional.
Wow, that was really cool. Yeah.
You don't need a certificate from any accredited school but ours.
Exactly.
Curly, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
We love you. We're all big fans.
Tell us where people can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at the Curly V Show, V as in Victor, and also my love passion project at New Latinx. It's NULATINX. And then you can also find me on BuzzFeed's Better Like. That's PERO LIKE, better like.
Awesome. Have you ever done a segment where people ask you a question called Curly Q's?
No, I had a segment called Curly Q's.
Good. Awesome. I just wanted to.
Someone didn't do their research.
No, please.
But was it about questions?
It was about questions. It was about stupid questions. Stupid. Yeah. And I would have celebrities and just ask them stupid questions.
Also, you can catch Curly on Stars
Vida,
yes.
Where he pretty much plays his hot, fashionable self. So, but as a, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
You broke the stylist in the show. You broke the person priest. That was doing styling.
Oh, Hannah's amazing. She's amazing. The stylist.
You're
so
like,
great.
I give up.
Honestly, shout out to V, the stylist and wardrobe.
Like, for real.
So good.
Just,
yeah.
I don't know who that's you are out level. There, but you are amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And yeah, follow Curly on all his socials. We'll tag him when we close.
Thank you.
Curly, we love you.
I love you guys. Do you mind if I guess you up also for 2 seconds? I just want to say thank you so much for having me here. Y'all are amazing. You guys are doing such incredible, amazing work. And I'm so happy to be sitting at this table with y'all. So thank you so much.
Aww.
You assholes.
My heart melts. Curly just flirted with me.
Yes.
Finally.
He was looking right at me in the eyes when he said that too.
I did. I went, oh.
In the eyes?
He did like the lingua and everything and he winked and he was like, hurr.
My favorite. I want to come back again if you'll have me and I'd love to participate in the improv thing with you.
Yes. Heck yeah.
And we're going to have you do a live show.
Oh, how scary.
Okay. Yeah. You're a busy man, but we're going to get you this year.
Okay. We'll be fine.
Dale.
Ya está. Estamos gozando.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.